Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Ed Markey's victory in the special election to fill the remainder of John Kerry's term in the U.S. Senate begets another special election. This one will fill the U.S. House seat that Markey will be vacating. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports that at least five Democrats could be running and potentially several Republican candidates, too.
Ed Markey's victory speech had barely stopped echoing last night when the jockeying to replace him in the House of Representatives began. At the campaign party, State Representative Carl Shortino previewed his campaign that he formally launched today.
I have a strong record of accomplishment and taking on tough progressive fights in the state legislature, and I think that's exactly what people were supporting Ed Markey for. We have a proud tradition of electing clear, articulate, strong, progressive leaders from this state, and I'm going to continue that tradition for the families of the 5th.
The 5th Congressional District covers a swath of eastern Massachusetts that runs diagonally from Southborough to Melrose. A large part of it overlaps with Middlesex County, whose sheriff, Peter Katusian, will also be running. He says he'll start campaigning in the days ahead, but that today should be Markey's day. State Party Chair John Walsh says there's a gathering field of candidates.
Our biggest asset as Democrats is a deep pool of talent. I think you'll see that reflected in that field. I know the people that have been mentioned and that have expressed some interest represent the best of what the Democratic Party has to offer in that district, so I'm looking forward to that race as well.
The gathering field includes State Senator Catherine Clark, who's already been endorsed by the pro-women political group Emily's List, over another potential candidate, State Senator Karen Spilka. Their State House colleague, Will Brownsberger, could also run. Republicans promise competition. Lawyer Frank Edivinola announced today he's running. Others have expressed interest. Tim Buckley with the state GOP says Gabriel Gomez may have lost his race against Ed Markey for U.S. Senate, but he energized Massachusetts Republicans.
His unique background and kind of unique story brought in a lot of new faces, a lot of volunteers into the party. Hopefully those folks will stay engaged and get to work on the next race in the 5th Congressional District.
Exactly when voters in that district go back to the polls is still up in the air. It depends on the date that Ed Markey officially resigns. The election will likely be held late this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.